Welcome back, Umhead. I'm Michael, and today's subject is the daily news from the United States. Not merely a list of headlines, but a careful way to understand what matters, what is verified, and what remains uncertain. A useful national briefing should help us see the larger picture across politics, the economy, business, technology, public policy, society, and major breaking events. These areas rarely move independently. A decision in Washington can influence markets and workplaces. A technological development can raise questions about regulation, competition, privacy, or national security. A major social event can alter public debate long before its long-term effects become clear. That interconnectedness is exactly why prioritization matters. Every day brings an enormous volume of reporting, commentary, updates, and reactions. Yet attention is limited, and prominence does not always equal importance. A dramatic headline may disappear quickly, while a less sensational policy change may affect millions of people for years. The challenge is to separate national consequence from passing noise. It is equally important to distinguish established facts from early claims. Breaking stories often develop through partial information, and responsible reporting must make uncertainty visible rather than filling gaps with confident speculation. When reliable current sourcing is unavailable, the honest choice is not to manufacture a briefing or recycle stale information. It is to say clearly what cannot yet be verified and preserve the boundary between knowledge and assumption. So as we approach the subject, we will keep several questions in mind. What actually happened? Which details are confirmed? Who is affected? Why does the development matter beyond today's news cycle? What political, economic, legal, technological, or social consequences could follow? And which interpretations are supported by evidence rather than repetition? This approach turns daily news into something more useful than a stream of disconnected alerts. It becomes a disciplined exercise in judgment, weighing significance, tracing connections, recognizing uncertainty, and resisting the pressure to treat every new claim as settled truth. With that standard in place, let's begin from the most important question any trustworthy news briefing must answer. Before deciding what a story means, how do we know that the story itself is solid enough to report?